Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our final session of our 2022 Light Conference. I can't believe that this is the final session. It just flew by like there was no time and no space. So, Milena, you want to say hello?
I will. So hello and welcome back, everyone.
Okay, Milena, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okie dokie. Well, Chris Joan started that last session saying she was guided to share Kuthumi's prayer and then also shared her personal prayer. You know, and because she invited us to join her, so it became our collective prayer. So I love it when we are in the flow of things and divine timing is just so, something shows up that kind of validates and supports what we just did. So during lunch, I was looking, picked up my phone to look at my newsfeed, and this was sitting at the top of my newsfeed. So I wanted to share it with you because it was just perfect, and it was almost as if this is the universe's response to our prayer. So it says, "Your prayer carries a powerful frequency, similar to the way waves of music play out, moving through time and space. The words that boldly rolled off your tongue, creating an echo chamber of explosive light radiating out from your field, attracting towards you life experiences that match the vibration of the words you speak from a place of hope, love, and gratitude that can be heard and received by the entire universe. Utilize the energy influxes of source frequency pulsating through your human vessel, assisting in your healing and becoming a potent force associated with this special 1111 portal that your soul has chosen to move through." So I thought that was perfect.
Milena, would you please post it on the Facebook?
I will do that. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't that like a perfect response from the universe? So I love divine timing. All right. So let's get started. So everybody take a breath. Be centered. Be aware of yourself in our beautiful light temple vortex. As Joan mentioned, this will be the final segment of this 2022 Path to Mastery Light Conference. And what an incredible 3 days it has been. You are absolutely not the same being who began this journey on Friday morning. We will have a post-conference summary session, and it is scheduled for December 4th, and you will receive an email confirmation beforehand. Now, in these upcoming weeks between now and then, even though it is a busy time of year, please carve out some time for yourself to reflect, and most definitely sit in the radiance of your eighth-dimensional luminous field of light. Now, you have received massive downloads of energetics and activations in each segment of this conference, and you will be integrating all of these well into next year. So take a breath. So be aware of being surrounded by all those in our community that we share this journey with. And we are grateful for each and every one of you. And be aware of the many, many master beings who have been with us throughout these 3 days. So Joan began the earlier segment by giving you some historical information about the beginning of who you are as spirit. So we're going to begin this segment by briefly looking back 35,000 years to see if we can shed some light on how humankind has ended up where we are today. Archaeologists have found evidence that ancient people and many cultures worshipped a female deity. The living goddess was honored and revered as the source of all things. The very word goddess is triggering for many when used in the context of being the creator of all things. Why is that? So throughout human history, the goddess has had many names and manifestations, but ultimately was considered one supreme reality. The earliest evidence found shows the belief of the goddess existed for over 30,000 years, beginning in the Ice Age. The ancient goddess cultures were earth-centered, not heaven-centered. The goddess was alive and existed within every human being and within all of nature. She was the life force, embracing the whole. All life was and is sacred. All is part of the larger web of life. The demise of the goddess and the fracture of her identity can be traced back to the patriarchal Indo-Europeans' invasion and overthrow of the cultures of the goddess and the imposition of the worship of their sky gods who ruled ruthlessly from the heaven. The goddess, women, and their values began to be suppressed by a culture of domination ruled by men, and the status of women became inferior to that of men. Now let's fast forward in time to approximately 4,000 years ago, when the concept of monotheism was first brought forth by the ancient Hebrews, who waged continuous battles against the worship of the goddess. Monotheistic faith delivered a huge blow to the goddess cultures. By replacing the goddess with one male, all-powerful, and absolute god who ruled both heaven and earth. In Western culture, the exclusive authority of one universal male god goes back less than 1700 years to the Roman Emperor Constantine, who imposed Christianity as the state religion. The power of the feminine was seen as a threat to the emerging social order. Even with the suppression and the violence that followed, the last of the known goddess temple was not closed until the 5th century in Gaul. Some survived and went underground to preserve and continue the sacred teachings in secret. After confiscating what the new order found useful, the history of the goddess was rewritten and systematically downgraded to that of mythology. With the demise of the goddess and the suppression of the feminine, much has been lost to humankind. The extreme violence throughout history and the attempt to eradicate women and all they held sacred was deeply imprinted into the memory codes and psyche of women and those who attempted to protect them. Take a breath. So here we are today. We have returned, seeking understanding. We are ready to recover what we can of what has been lost and replace it with something that can return all of us to a place of healing, creating balance between all humans and the natural world.